don't know what, why is the, what's that, the name, but it's since my parents is in buy this land, the name is Ixcopec.
It was that before they bought it?
Yeah. Okay. So, and because it's the neighborhood and my family knows that this place is Ixcopec, we preserve the name. We decided to preserve it. Okay. Yeah.
Your family is from Yucatan?
Yeah, it's my father is from a small town near Valladolid, the name is Chichimila, and my mother is from another small town near Valladolid, the name is Canchoc. So they married and come to live in Valladolid.
We're going to Chichimila.
Chichimila?
Yes.
When?
Maybe tomorrow.
Okay, and then because there is the fest of the town.
Oh.
Yeah, in Chichimila. All this week.
Oh, perfect time.
Yeah.
And there's a small Mayan ruins there, isn't
there? No. Chichimila is in the south, and there is no ruins.
No.
What you can see, the one cenote there.
Uh-huh. Cenote.
And the tradition that we have in this, well, they have in this instant fest.
Good.
Yeah. Chichimila. Yeah. It's maybe 5 minutes by car from my other. Okay. This way, please.
Can we hold anything to you?
Let me put this in the car.
Okay. We were gonna stay one night, but now I think we're gonna stay two. We were at Playa del Carmen, Tulum, and then we're gonna do this Chichen Itza, and then we're gonna go fly over to Oaxaca.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we heard.
The land has 2 hectares, and we are in the edge of the city. So in this side we can see the city, and in the back is only the forest. And when my grandparents lived here, they plant different fruital plants like lemons, oranges, avocados, and different local fruits. So another things that they plant are medicinal plants and plants for bees, because we have too many plants which provide nectar, pollen to the bees. Now for us it's a hard weeks, months, this, because there is no rain, and we can see the leaves is falling.
Well, this is your winter.
Yeah.
I like this kind of winter. So you must have to feed your bees during the winter, do you?
Not exactly. Not in this season, because there is some flowers, not too much, but there is some that the bees can visit. When we can feed the bees in September, October, November. Yeah.
That's their favorite season. They don't have to work.
Yeah.
It's always my favorite season.
Well, for us, this is our honey season, but it is not a good season. My father says that each 3 years we have a good year of honey. So I think 2 years ago was a good year. And this year we saw that it's not a good time for bees.
So it's just not good honey, or it's not much honey?
Not too much honey.
Yeah.
The honey always is good in any time. What we have in front is one dry cenote. Have you visited before instant cenotes?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, from in Valladolid? No. Not yet. Yeah? Which one?
Saki.
How do you see it? Yeah. Well, cenotes has a long life, more long than humans. So this is a dry or old cenote. So look. I will show you this picture. I don't know if you can see it. Here it is. Can you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. This is one picture of the one young cenote. A young cenote is always closed. Mm. It's like a cave. So then there is no any kind of window in the for the outside.
Is it dangerous to walk over it when it's sometimes?
In this one?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Okay.
If there is a safe way to go inside, there is no problem.
But like, but they know you couldn't like build a building on top of it or something, no?
No, I don't think so. So I say, well, this is a young one. When the cenotes are like caves and there is no entrance from the surface, the water can be too clear because there is no alga.
Mm-hmm. Algae.
Right. Yeah, algae is grown inside. So for that reason, the water is too clear. And when the cenote gets older, there is one hole on the outside that in the ceiling that can where the sun can come in. For that reason, there is sun. Yeah, and the water can be clear and blue or green blue color.
Oh.
Yeah. This other one is one open cenote. All the ceiling collapses and get down. So then the water can be like sake. You can see it's a green dark color. And there is another like Oshman, the one of the cenotes I suggest you, is a blue dark color. And this other one, the last stage of the cenote, is all the ceiling collapsed. Maybe the wind is carry some leaves and different, organic things that can cover the water. And then the water is under the surface. So, anyway, this is an old cenote and the dry cenote, but the water is not too deep. And for that reason, the plants around can grow up too much.
Cool. So this whole deep area here used to be full of water.
Yeah.
But like thousands.
But it's down.
Yeah. Yeah, we have a well there.
But like thousands of years ago.
Thousands and thousands.
Okay. Not like 100, 200 years
ago.
No. Oh, okay, okay. That makes sense, right?
What we can see inside is the plants that we have here. And there is one part of the ceiling that is the has. And there is a safe place for different kinds of animals. There is we can see bats, swallows, owls, and bees too. This is a natural place and safety place for bees.
So you found bees here when you bought them?
Yeah. No! Actually, we don't take care about this and the bees before that. So we start to watch the sea, the bees, 2 years ago.
What about all the little holes in the ground? Are those ants?
Let's see. There is some kind of insect that can make this hole.
Iguanas,
yeah? We've seen many.
Yeah, here.
Not here though, no.
Look, this is one. This fruit is a kind of it's like a pepino and
pepper?
No, pepino. Cucumber?
Cucumber?
Yeah, it's a kind of cucumber. But it is not. It's a when it's dry. There is a kind of fiber that Mayans use it for like a soap to take care of the skin. achiote tree.
Oh, okay.
Achiote. Do you know what achiote?
Yeah.
For the different Mayan dishes. Yucatecan dishes.
Right.
So this is the seeds, red seeds.
Oh, cool.
That is the people use it for cooking. The red color of different dishes of Yucatan are because these seeds.
Right.
Yeah, the cochinita pibil, adobo, and chicken tikin shik, algo así, is some kind of seafood that the color is red.
Like tikka? Tikka?
That's India. So it's the... Yeah, it's in, and look, this is the plant all is then grow by herself, that's by itself.
Cool. So you just grind that up to a
pulp. Yeah, yeah. When it's
does it have a lot of flavor too, or just the color?
No, it's only the color.
Only for color.
There is no stem flavor.
Okay.
No, but it's then and there is a kind of the red tamales of Yucatan that their color is because of this.
Oh, cool.
Seeds. And maybe Mayans use it for instance for dyeing.
Painting
and different stuff.
Okay.
For instance, for clothes, for instance, pots or different.
Did your family plant
the trees? No, they grew up alone. Maybe my aunt, someone of my family is then throw the seeds.
So those seeds
yeah.
Grow?
Yeah.
Did you plant them?
Yeah.
Aha. I love smuggling home seeds.
Is this orange?
Yeah, orange and sour orange.
That's the sour one.
Sour orange.
There's so many.
Yeah, and we then take a lot of them because then we then drink a lot of juice of orange, sour orange too.
Uh-huh.
But there isn't too many.
You can make juice from the sour orange.
Yeah, and we can put some sugar or honey to make sweet. But we can do it. It's not only with sweet orange. We can make it with sour orange too.
I bet the iguanas like that.
Yeah, maybe. Well, this other tree that we have here is the zapote tree. Zapote tree is a Mayan tree that people use it for wood because the wood is too hard for making the Mayan houses. And the fruit is like a peach. It's sweet. If you go to the market, did you went today?
Yeah.
You can really see the fruit. It's like a peach. It's a brown color outside, and inside it's brown, but it's too sweet and it's delicious. So for the fruit, and it's the tree.
Bless you.
It's the tree where the Mayans take the Mayan the natural gum, chewing gum. Yeah.
Like a chicle.
Yeah, a chicle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Chewing gum. Yeah.
You saw a tree like this in Cova.
Yeah, it's pretty common in this area of the Yucatan in general. This is ceiba.
I saw this.
Ceiba. Yeah, it's the ceiba tree.
Is it poisonous?
No. In Maya, is the yashche tree. Yashche means green wood. And it's the sacred Mayan tree. It's one of the... Maybe it's the biggest tree in all the Yucatan area. So this is a young tree. It is not a big one. Has maybe 5-6 years.
Mm.
Yeah. So for Mayans, it's a
still very grows very quickly for 5-6 years, yeah?
Yeah.
Very fast.
Yeah. I plant this tree here.
Oh,
I take the seed in the town of my father.
Cool.
I'm planting in my house, and when it gets 1 meter tall, I plant it here.
So how big
is it? I can reach maybe 30 meters tall. Wide from 1 meter or 2 meters, maybe.
So nobody finds these trees.
No, well, the spines is only for young trees. When it is older, it is then take off.
It grows over or falls off?
Yeah. So it's then, well, why this tree is important for Mayans, because it's then of the color. The color is then means that all is a young tree and well, always is green. And because of the size, the Mayan system, Mayan religion is run around this tree. Look, the branches for Mayans, the Mayans sees the heaven of the in this tree. The trunk for Mayans means the heart, the people in the heart, and the roots means the underworld. It's not the hell, because there is no hell for Mayans. All people, all the souls of the people go to the underworld when people die. And must reach the heaven, crossing through the tree. Uh-huh. And this tree is empty inside, and that's the reason of the spines. So you can knock the tree and you can hear it's empty.
Wait, so what is this again?
The spine.
No, but what does it symbolize?
All this, the trunk symbolize the earth.
Earth.
So maybe the spines represents all the difficulties that the humans, the humanity, can cross to get the heaven, to get the...
Cool.
Yeah.
Yes, I've seen pictures like that of the three worlds, with a few of the trees running from the underworld.
This is a tree.
So these would probably grow at a cenote sometime too.
It's too common, this tree. So in the old towns, there is one ceiba in the main square, in the main part of old towns. Because it's like the... like a church for Mayans. Before the Catholic Church for Mayans has his own religion. So this tree represents the Mayan religion.
So you're not allowed to cut them.
Yeah, we don't want to. And in all towns there is one cenote too in the main square. Chichimila has one ceiba and one cenote in the main square. So you can, and maybe around Valladolid, for that reason, we have one cenote 2 blocks from the main square, because then there is no any other kinds to have water, and cenotes do that.
So does this produce flowers and fruit?
This tree? No. Well, it produces flowers, but it only opens in the morning and in the night, and the bats visit the tree to pollinate the tree. But in the night and too early in the morning, the bees, because it's then maybe at when the sunrise is, the flowers close for the bees. Yeah. These are the plants that we have here in the back. The name is Macal, and Macal is it's a plant that the root is like a potato, and Mayan people can take the root, boil it, and can eat it with honey. It's a kind of sweet. Yeah, it's like the yuca. Do you know what's yuca?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yuca. So then yuca is too common too for Mayans people.
What's the
plant?
Ikama? Yeah, it's another same kind of root.
Right.
And that's good. Yeah. It's a traditional food.
It's cool.
All very cool. Kind of screws.
These trees here are the name is Ramon. And you can see all year the leaves are green. So then the people use the leaves for feeding the goats. We have goats, so we use the leaf of this tree for feeding the goats. And the seeds, people in this day can make different kinds of things, like tortillas, like bread or coffee of the seed of this plant.
It's cool. really cool.
This whole ruined thing?
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, I don't know what's the name in English. In Spanish, we say that it's a cochinilla.
Cochinilla.
Cochinilla. It's a small insect that make this.
Cockroach?
No. I don't think so.
Oh, no. Okay.
That's cucaracha.
No. I'm not that. So it's the... Maybe this insect can help to transform the organic things that we have here to make soil. So we use this kind of soil to mix with organic soil that we do to plant chiles and different herbs for cooking.
Is that the
look, we have this hive there.
Do they make honey or no?
Yeah, well, they make it, but we can't harvest.
Yeah,
because it's too high to get it, and we never tried.
No, why try when you have the easy ones?
Yeah, and maybe for that reason, well, we say that the bees remember the experiences. So we never touch this hive. So maybe for that reason, they don't never sting us when we visit. So it's that we want to say. Yeah. We don't want. What we can is, I don't know. What we can have of these hives is that when they grow and they divide it, can make a swarm. And the swarm, we can catch them then. And then we can put it in hives of the boxes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then we can make honey inside this.
Do you need the queen bee?
Yeah.
Yeah, queen bee, yeah.
Yeah. Need a bee.
Yeah.
So these were here when you bought the property?
What?
These bees were here when you bought the property?
Yeah. Yeah, my father's maybe 2 years ago, we have 10, 20, 30 hives here. So maybe they swarm and came here.
So if you put a hive box here, they would come down and
yeah, can do it. Mm-hmm. Can do it.
Cool.
This is one, and look, this is another one. Mm-hmm.
That's cool. They make like a different type of
comb.
Looks like a ventilator.
Yeah.
How do they get into the? They don't cut through the rock. They just use holes.
Yeah, they use the holes in the rock.
And that's like an old one, right? Or no, those are.
No, this is these are the swallow's nest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Swallow's nest.
And this here is that.
This is not bees. Aristan wasp.
Oh yes.
We have a lot of stinging things right here below us.
Well, what we must know is that we have two kinds of bees: the bees which sting and the bees which not sting. The bees which sting are not original of Yucatan. Of Mexico, of America. When the Spanish come to colonize Mexico, they bring his own bees. That are the bees which sting, the European bee. The Mayan bees or the traditional or local bees are the stingless bees, the bees which not sting. So instead, for that stingless bees, all. Only in this Yucatan area, we have around 16 kinds of stingless bees. 16. Wow.
So the Mayan bees are peaceful, the Spanish bees, not so much.
Yeah. Well, people...
Kind of like the people.
Okay, let's see one of them. Look, here. This is one hive. This hive is underground. And this is a kind of native bees. Yeah, look, the hive is made it with a mix of earth, soil, and wax and propolis, and they make this structure.
Wow. That must take a long time.
Yeah. And this is the entrance. And the bees are just the black tiny bees. And
do
all,
they make honey?
Yeah. But all is inside.
Very tiny.
Yeah. If you want, you can come on this side. And you will see them in the entrance. Yeah, they produce honey, produce the same propolis, pollen, royal jelly, but all is inside.
Really? Is
we
it one
can
hole?
Collect it. We can harvest. Because to do that, we must destroy the nest.
Right.
And we don't want that because there is too... It's not common to find this kind of bees.
So these are rare.
Because, yeah, because all the native bees are in risk of extinction. Because people don't want to take care of them now, in these days. Or because people don't know about bees. If local people see this kind of bee in the houses, they think that are wasps. They don't know the difference between wasps and bees,
right.
And they kill them or burn the nest and make different things.
Well, that's why they're rare. Everyone's afraid of them.
They look different, they're like more black.
Yeah.
Very strange.
Yeah, it is.
We have bees that live in the ground at home. They're called bumblebees.
Uh-huh.
They're very big.
Yeah, I read about that, but we don't have bumblebees in this area. We have bees already.
Do all the fat ones, the bumblebees, they live in the ground?
Yeah.
Oh, I know that.
You see them coming up.
Fat
they're fat. They're chunky. Yeah, they're funny.
It is sad, not fat.
They say when the bees are nesting in the ground early in the year that you're going to have a very bad winter.
Yeah?
Where are you from?
No.
Prince Edward Island.
Oh, okay. You two look really familiar. Did we meet before?
It's possible. We've been
to
Mexico.
Always meets people. Here we go.
Okay. Or maybe I saw you walking around town or something.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
At the cenote yesterday.
Maybe.
We just got here today. We were at a cenote in Tulum yesterday.
That's nice,
huh?
Yeah. Tulum is amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, this side.
It smells a little different down here. Is it because of... Just because it's in a cave or is it because of the bats coming in?
Maybe the two.
Oh.
Okay, depending of the kind of the bees can make different shapes of heights. So the ceiling of this dry cenote is a safe place for to build the nest for the bees. So in this side we can see different shapes in the ceiling. Made it with instant hurt with instant. We can see this brown shape, one there, another one, and different structure. So instant, that's because there is different kinds of bees. Look, we instant, one of them built one big entrance. So maybe instant it get down because of the. Because it's heavy for the height. So look, this is instead one of them, and it is made it with wax, with soil and propolis, and maybe for that reason we can, well, it preserved because the propolis is a kind of antiseptic for the height. So you can see it is not spoiled, and it is then felt to, no, since November, and it preserved too good.
So that would take years to build that, I guess.
Yeah, is this one? And look, there is building another entrance, and maybe in a few months can collapse again. Uh-huh. This one.
Oh, so is it in the rocks and they come in and out?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
So they're persistent.
Huh. Yeah.
Oh, and so they follow the water to.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's crazy. That's cool. Bees.
And look, we put this box of wood here. we expect that when the swarm season can be a choice for the bees. So for instance, we cut the last year 4 hives of bees, making that.
Ooh. And how do they just do it very quickly, and then you'll see them? Cause I know
we take the wax, and we put it in alcohol, and then we make like a tincture, and then we paint inside the box to have this familiar smell for the bees.
Clever.
Yeah.
So how do you get? So the queen must go in too, I see.
Yeah, because we don't harvest the bees have too many honey inside, and then can grow too much. And there is one time that it is can grow too much, and they divide it. And one is the old queen flow outside and to find another.
Okay, yeah, so you put so the box cool. there waiting yeah. for a queen to...
Yeah. Well, don't they have certain bees go out and look, and then they come back and yeah. they tell each other yeah. where the best yeah. one? I've seen it on TV where they do yeah. like a dance. They all come together, and everyone who's been looking, and they all look, and they do like a dance, and they
yeah.
point around. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, they do that.
It's very smart. It's crazy.
Yeah,
it's crazy they know which way is north.
I know. And they all get together, like, all the ones that look, they all get together in like a circle, they talk about it.
look this. This is an Alush. Ah. Did you hear about Alushas before?
Yes, yeah, spirits.
Yeah. Well, for Mayans, there's too many kind of spirits. For Mayans, believe in spirits, in gods, and different things. So Alush is a kind of elf.
Okay.
For us, so they care and take care about different things, like cenotes, trejolladas, houses, lands, and animals. So, okay, so this is the Alush who takes care about this dry cenote, because we have the caves, and the caves too are religious place for Mayans, are mystical places for Mayans too. So, there is too many local people that don't believe in the Alushas today. But here in Skopje, we have too many experiences with these Alushas. Well, the last year my brother built his house in the land. So he has a baby child. So they come to live in the house, in the new house. And weeks later, my nephew, okay. sobrino,
mm-hmm.
yeah, my nephew, get sick. And my brother go with the doctor. The doctor take syrups and medicine and different things. But the baby don't get better. He didn't get better. So my brother talk with one old people who knows where does he live, and she tell to my brother that, did you ask for permission to live there? To who? Say my brother. Well, there is one caves, there is dry cenote, there is maybe one guard who is taking care of the place. So you can't come to live here, and you didn't ask for permission. It's so you must do that. And my brother said that we didn't that. So what she tells us to do is a Mayan ceremony. To get permission, to make offerings, to report her family. And now the Alush can take care about all the place and all the family. So in last March, in 1 year ago, we made this Mayan ceremony. One is the Mayan priest from the town my father come to make the ceremony, they build his the altar and make the offerings, the praise. It is then was in one all day. And it is only for men. I don't know why. But the women is in the house and the men is cooking outside. What happens at the end of this main ceremony? That it is, it's curious, because when it ended, a big snake appeared under the altar, and the Mayan priest says that it's all the bad air, the bad and same things that is then coming out after that ceremony.
So it's like he exercised the.
Yeah, a kind of exercise.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's then, well, that happened. Well, they killed him, the snake, for that reason. And then after that, then my nephew get better, and there is no other things that bad things that happen, because then in these days, too many then animals that we have are dying. I don't know why or reason, because then one baby goat up then maybe 3 weeks. The nacido is a baby goat.
Yeah.
So we find it, kill them in the out in the back of the land. It is only the las entrañas. Yeah. And difference is from chickens and difference is from bad things that we saw. So after that is then all is better. There is no problems and we don't have another bad thing. So then the people, the Mayan priests tell us that we must do this Mayan ceremony each year.
Oh.
Each year we must do it.
For a whole day.
Yeah. Yeah. So then, well, the halushes can make bad things or can take care about your things if you then make offerings for the halush. So then, well, that's what we have. And it happens. It's what's difficult or hard to believe, but it happens. And we saw it.
Yeah.
When you see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the fairies in Ireland.
It is?
There's a highway being built in Ireland, and the local people warned them not to build the highway there because the fairies would be very angry.
Mm-hmm.
And a whole bunch of stupid things have happened in trying to build that highway. Machinery breaking down. Concrete collapsing, that type of thing. So don't mess with the fairies.
No.
Maybe it's the same that happens when the government built the highway from Tulum to Cancun. One is the bridge, maybe from Puerto Morelos or near near Playa del Carmen. When they are building is then all time it's collapsed.
Mm-hmm.
It's collapsed or have problems with the machines or different stuff. And one Mayan the Mayan people said, that's because there is one and you didn't get permission to build that. So you must make the altar there, and they build it. And I don't know if you visit this area, under one bridge there is one small pyramid, and up there is one halush.
Oh.
After that, there is no problem.
That's cool.
So the Department of Highways has
to I believe it.
What time is it? Wait, am I supposed to...
Well, this is our... Well... This is the only water that we have from the old...
Oop, careful.
From the dry cemetery.
So that's the water table down there.
Yeah, it's the... We use the water for watering the plants.
Don't
so it's that about 30 feet?
And...
Like 15 meters?
I don't know, maybe it's not too much, maybe 7 meters. 30 feet.
Is the Alush okay with taking pictures?
yeah, there is no problem.
I don't need any more problems.
Yeah, the Alush is okay with that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And look, this is the arcade. The last year we go in with my brother. We walk around 50 meters inside and we didn't get the end. So we don't know how long it's inside.
Is it scary?
Up there. The first is maybe 10 meters we must go crawling, and then we can stand and we can make the walk by stand inside. Yeah. So, well, my grandmother says that there is too many places in Yucatan that are connected by caves. Cenotes, rejolladas, and different stuff are connected. And for Mayans, these structures are like doors to the underworld. And in different places of Yucatan, people find some offerings, pots, or maybe bones inside. Because I understand the ways to where Mayan people can stay in touch with the dead people.
A good place to hide from the Spanish too. So did you find anything in there?
No, not yet. Well, actually we are not the first who go inside. My auntie who grew up here years ago tell me that some soldiers comes in 50, 40 years ago and go inside. We never know what they find or if there is something that they...
Did they come back out?
No.
That's not good.
Yeah.
So they...
Oh, yeah. I understand that. But yeah, they go out.
But they
again.
Didn't tell. They didn't say what they found.
Yeah,
okay.
That's the point.
No, thank you.
So, do you ever have water come out of here during rainy season?
No.
What? Is this from bats?
No.
The black. Black?
No. No, I don't. Maybe it's a kind of fungus.
Fungus.
Yeah. Then it can make this.
Oh, okay.
But there is no problem. It's interesting to get inside. Why is then we don't walk more? Because there is no air. We have some claustrophobia inside. So then we prefer to go outside again.
That's smart.
Yeah. And there is another cave. So we have different caves here. In the back of the land, we find another cave. So we are thinking if there is one connection between them. But we don't know.
You could put smoke in and see if the smoke can go somewhere
else.
Maybe we can find it.